Excellent. So this is one tool I know and have used many times, so it's nice to see GIMP here. So I think we're a minute late, so let's start.
Okay. Well, we don't have much time, so let's jump right into it. Where's GIMP going after the 3.2 release? Before I mentioned all of that, let's do a quick look behind. The last year has been very eventful. It's the biggest milestone, of course, is after 7 years of development, finally releasing the most awaited 3.0 release. It has many, many features I will not cover today. I very much recommend watching the keynote that the GIMP maintainer has given last year. But in total, summing up quickly, we've published 10 separate releases. First two were about the 3.0 release. The next four were about our micro releases for the now new stable release of 3.0. And four are the new our releases in the new unstable branch, the 3.1, last of which is the second release candidate, which should mean that the 3.2 release is coming fairly soon. The team has also attended two events. First one is the Libro Graphics Meeting 2025, which is more of a developer conference. And then we also participated in Wilbur Week, which is more of a team meeting and a hackathon, more in a personal setting. What's coming in the upcoming 3.2 release? There's way too much for me to cover here today, so I'll focus only on three items. The first one are just the small UX and UI changes that in most cases you will not notice because they're quite small, but they are the small fixes working towards making the whole UX experience much better. A lot of these changes have come from the work done in our new GIMP UX issue tracker, and I very much recommend if you want to participate in the discussions there, you are always most welcome. The two features I want to mention are two new types of layers. The first type are link layers. Now it's possible in GIMP projects to link an already existing image file, and once that file is updated outside of GIMP, it will be reloaded automatically. The second type of layer has been in development since 2006 when it started as a Google Summer of Code project. It has gone through many revisions and finally one developer has pushed it over the finish line and got it into the main line. And now it's possible to make use of GIMP's path tool to create vector layers, apply non-instructive transformations to them, and if needed, rasterize them into classic layer. Rasterization is also available for link layers. Now that we're all caught up, we can take a look into the future, what's coming after the 3.2 release. The short answer is, it depends on the community. GIMP is a community-driven project. There is no one roadmap. There is no one clear vision where we are going. It all comes down to who are the current contributors and what they are interested in. And then we try to align the interests and maybe try to narrow down what we're working on. I've taken these from our roadmap, which is publicly available. And again, there's way too much for me to cover here today. So I'll focus only on three items that are particularly interesting to me. The first one is a full CMYK mode. What has become possible in the 3.0 release is finally working with images using CMYK. What you can do now is when you import an image using CMYK, GIMP will ask you what kind of color profile you would like to use when GIMP converts an image into RGB automatically. Then you continue working with your image with your project as usual, and GIMP uses RGB in the background. You can make use of soft-proofing for preview, and once you export your image, GIMP will use the profile, the color profile you have selected before or changed later, and apply it on export. What we're working towards now is making it possible to skip this conversion altogether and adding a new color mode, which would be the CMYK mode, having in total three main color modes available next to RGB, grayscale, and hopefully in the future CMYK. Now, then it would be possible not to convert at all and have direct access to the color channels or adding new channels using, for example, spot colors. These two workflows are respectively also referred to as late binding and early binding. I recommend checking out the work in progress merge request, whereas some of the foundation work is already being done. The second feature that's being worked on is a new XCF format. XCF is the project format that's used by GIMP, and currently it is a binary format. That gives us some limitations as to how we can work with our projects, and also limits the performance. Because if you have a large project of multiple hundreds of megabytes, and you export, we need to write the whole file at once, which can take some time if your project is too big. So the future is some kind of a container format. What type of container? I do not know. But the end result, or the expected end result, is that we can selectively load and export parts of a project, which would then allow for much better performance, allowing for features like auto-saving, fast saving, and building new features like animation support for keyframes or pages, which are a bit similar features, instead of relying on layers as most plugins do now. That would be a good foundation to build these features on. I recommend checking out a Patreon post of of GIMP's maintainer, Jahan. Third feature that I'm myself interested in is investigating hardware acceleration in GIMP. There are two ways hardware acceleration can be used in GIMP. That's the compute, those are your filters, blending modes, and color space and pixel encoding conversions, and canvas rendering. There has been a compute support in GIMP's graphics library, Gaggle, for quite a long time. But for some time, it has been disabled by default and even hidden as an experimental option. One of the reasons is overall stability, which is not the greatest. And second one is performance. I spent some time putting together instrumentation to get a better idea of why OpenCL in Gaggle is not as performant. And turns out we're leaving some potential performance on the table, and that's something I've been trying to investigate how to make better in the future. When I mention OpenCL, maybe some of you are asking, why OpenCL? Why not using CUDA or HIP or ROCm or any other of the many APIs, and maybe the higher level APIs as well? My answer to that right now is that it doesn't really matter, because first of all, we need to put together a model for compute to actually make use of graphics processing in the first place. That much about what's coming in the future releases. Now just some behind the scenes. There's a GIMP committee these days, which the main purpose is managing the funds that GIMP has to ensure that the community can thrive. There has been a change in the members of the committee. There's a new member, which is Mitch, a long-time contributor, a long-time maintainer of GIMP. There is also a grant system underway. Last year, the GIMP maintainer has mentioned there are two grants already ongoing. One was for himself as the main maintainer, and other for the maintainer of the graphics library. At the moment, there are no grants going on, which partially is due to the setup of how the grants are being done together with GNOME Foundation, which is the fiscal host of GIMP's funds. There have been some slowdowns because of the recent management changes on GNOME Foundation's site, but right now we are very confident in the steps we are taking, and we know that the foundation we're building now will be quite solid. Now just something about becoming a GIMP developer. GIMP is over 30 years old at this point, and I'm not 30, thankfully, just yet. But I've contributed to GIMP already in the past, but it was only last year that I actually became a core developer by being invited into the team. I would just like to mention that anybody is always welcome in the team, and it does not matter how much of an experience somebody has. Myself, I joined mainly because I got to participate in Google Summer of Code, which, if there are any students around here and are thinking of applying or do not know about GSOC, I very much recommend applying for it. But at least from GIMP's side, the most appreciated is not the skill of how good of a developer you are. You can come in and just start asking questions. We are always very much happy to explain stuff and just help you along to become a better developer. The most appreciated is that you show up and stay around. And just what is it to be a game developer or a open source software developer? I would just say it's a unique hobby. I mean, many of you, I presume, are open source contributors. Actually, I can maybe ask who of you in the room contributes to an open source project, if you could raise a hand. At least about half of you here. So you know what it is like spending a lot of time inside working on a project instead of doing some conventional hobby. I very much enjoy it myself, though it can be tiring at times. The first few items are almost like a job listing or job advertisement. Remote office, work from home, pick your own work, sounds all great. Most projects have openings at all times, and it's all about coming in and joining. And usually the communities just want people coming in and sticking around. So I would just like to encourage those of you who do not contribute yet or do not know how to start, I would just say join a discussion channel, go to the issue tracker of the project, and start asking questions and be curious. And it's almost a job contributing to open source projects, so remember to rest as well. Lastly, I want to thank all the users of GIMP. It's not without you that we would want to continue contributing to GIMP. And especially I want to thank all the contributors that helped the past year get all the releases out. I took all of these names from our news reports on gimp.org/news. I'm not sure if I missed somebody. I hope I did not. But all of the contributors are very much appreciated, and I very much want to thank everybody who has contributed. And thank you all for coming. This is all from my side, and if you have any questions, please ask.
Thank you. We have to use the microphone for questions for the people online. So even if you shout, apparently it doesn't work for the video.
First, thank you for the presentation. Second, my question is about the XCF file format. I know there are no concrete plans on how to develop it yet. Have you tried anything so far or looked at any solutions? And if so, could you explain what kind of experiments you've already tried with it?
Myself, I did not look into any of that. I think there is already a discussion ongoing in the tracker. I didn't read it. There's way too much for me to read and way too little time. I think there has been discussions about whether to use, for example, an SQLite database. I hope I'm not saying bogus, but I think, for example, Krita in their project files makes use of SQLite. I'm not sure, don't take me for that word. But that could be one way to approach it. But I don't think there has been any clear experimentation as to what could be the most performant or the most flexible.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions? You can put your hand up and we'll get the microphone to you.
Doesn't look like.
Just to follow up to the last question, SQLite would be an excellent storage mechanism, or may or may not be an excellent storage mechanism, but the actual format, isn't that slightly different? Is that, a format is more a markup and markdown or XML or...
Could be. I've just gotten a recommendation the other day that whatever format we choose, it would be sane to make it also in a way that's handcraftable instead of always relying on the GUI and automatic creation of files to create test files for testing, which definitely, if it is markdown, if it is XML or something, could be very helpful.
I was just using those as examples. Okay.
Cool. But it doesn't have to be any of those, but even just a plain text file with some simple format could be, say, a start.
Cool. How long has GIMP been running? I've been using it for many years. Well, I think it's been one of the longest running projects in the...
Last year, GIMP has celebrated its 30th birthday, so this year it should be 31 years.
Nice. Very cool. Any other questions? We've got a little bit more time. Okay. Well, thank you very much. Very cool project.
If you are curious about something more or want to just drop by and say hi, we have a Birds of a Feather session at 1 o'clock.
Actually, one more question. Are there any GIMP stickers?
Oh, yeah. I have GIMP stickers on me. So if you want some, please.
We will leave GIMP stickers maybe on the desk.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
But yeah.